Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On Mondays, we like to provide you with a service. We sift through all the cultural content out there and present you our reviews and previews. On this segment, we've talked about books, screens, music, and today, a first for us, it's the biggest content hub out there by almost all measurements. We're talking about YouTube series. Think back to the early days of YouTube in 2005 when the very first video was uploaded. It was called Me at the Zoo, and it was posted by YouTube co-founder Jawed Karim. Let's listen.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. And the cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
How far we have come. 15 years later, 3 million YouTube channels watched by billions of people. To guide us through this world of YouTube, we are joined by Leanne Butkovich, entertainment editor for Thrillist. Leanne, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just lay the groundwork a little bit so people get a sense of how big the depth of YouTube is. First, I want to know, what's the criteria for a channel? How does that differ from, like, hey, I put up a video?
Sure. Well, I think it's kind of similar. So if you do put up a video, you kind of already have a channel. It's under a brand umbrella in a way. That could be a person or, you know, Rihanna Vivo, her music videos. As long as it's a collection of curated videos under one banner, that's your channel.
How do most people find out about channels given how many there are?
Yeah, so there are more than 31 million channels, and that is not even counting the ones that have less than 5 subscribers. But so, yeah, it's a very difficult process. There's a lot of browsing effects that you can go through. YouTube's a very powerful search engine. So it totally depends on what you're looking for, what kind of content is best serving you. It completely depends. Do you have something in mind, Allison?
No, I'm just going to be crass. Who are the top earners? What are we talking about in terms of the kind of money that can be made?
Yeah, so people make millions and millions of dollars a year on YouTube. Last year, an 8-year-old boy who started making unboxing videos when he was 3 was the top earner. Ryan Kaji made $26 million last year. So if anybody wants to start their kids early...
the jaw's dropping. I hear them all across the country who just heard that. All right. Well, with that in mind, let's talk about food videos.
Sure.
This is one that's really interesting that you're recommending called Babish. Binging with Babish. It's a mashup of movies and cooking. How does that work?
Yes. So Babish, he started doing this back in 2017, just taking fictional TV shows, movies, obviously, and recreating dishes from it. Sometimes it's animated, sometimes it's real life. But he also took his name from a television series, The West Wing. Oliver Babish was a counsel in 8 episodes. So that's where his moniker comes from. But yeah, he just does the classic hands and pans video with this very like low monotone voice, explains how you do it, where it came from. And he's just blown up in popularity to the point where now he's expanded out from making these singular dishes into basics videos, like how do you hold a knife properly? How do you make a really good cheeseburger?
So it's interesting. Something that was in a movie or a video or a TV show, and then he makes it. So let's take a listen. This is something from the Oscar-winning Parasite.
Yes.
This week, we're taking a look at the ramdan from Parasite. Now, ramdan is the invented translated word for japaguri, a popular snack made by combining japageti and nioguri. And then to make the dish into an allegory for the plot itself, it is topped with expensive sirloin. But this is nothing like the ramen upgrades that you see on Instagram. What we're talking about here are 2 very inexpensive instant noodles, topped with not just any sirloin, but hanu, a luxury Korean beef known for its fat and marbling that's even more expensive per pound than Japanese wagyu. To put that in perspective, that's kind of like being so bougie that you'll only eat a Big Mac if it's topped with about 20 grams of fresh winter black truffle.
So that's binging with Babish. I'm curious. So this is, for people who go and watch this, it's just his torso.
Yep.
And I don't know what the nice word for gimmick is, but to be a successful YouTube channel, do you need to have a certain gimmick or a certain something to break through?
Kinda. I think that there has to be something that people can really latch on to. So, I mean, even if you think about like BuzzFeed Tasty, they're kind of the progenitor of this hands and pans cooking video, if we want to stay in that world. And that just became such an iconic look, mm-hmm. quote unquote, yeah. that it's become replicated and people almost like think of that style synonymous to these like above shot hands and pants cooking style videos. So yeah, that could be something like that. It could be just a personality. It mm-hmm. could be just something so weird and out there that people become obsessed with it. So there's all kinds of ways to attract attention.
My guest is Leanne Butkovich. She is Thrillist Entertainment Editor. We're talking about YouTube series you should check out. I want to jump ahead to music because this is just so interesting to me. Chilled Cow.
Yes.
Okay. Chilled Cow. It's describes itself as lo-fi hip-hop radio beats to study or relax to. Can we hear a little bit? So, Leanne, what's unique about this? Besides
so,
it's sort of chill.
Yes, it's very, very chill, great to study, relax to. It's kind of become like this modern elevator music in a way mm-hmm. for like millennials in the office or like college students studying. It actually had a very big weekend, Chilled Cow, because the live stream went down after a year and a half.
Wow.
Of streaming.
So that's the thing I want to point out to yes. people, that this is not a video, this is a live
stream.
It's
a live stream running constantly, and it's manned by like a 25-year-old Parisian. And it just, this very jazzy, atmospheric music that has come to have a lot of replicants, I guess, mm-hmm. of it. But still, like this Chilled Cow, lo-fi beats to study and relax to, is the main tent pole, I would say. And it's just the idea of it has become a meme in itself.
And what are the visuals?
So there is the study girl that you'll see who is kind of maybe like twiddling her pencil, but she's at her desk. It's kind of late at night. There is a lamp on, but she's wearing headphones, and there's a cat in the corner kind of like waving its tail occasionally. Sometimes she'll look up out the window, but it's just like a very static image of this anime-ish study girl.
That is Chilled Cow for you to enjoy. Let's talk about movies.
Sure.
You recommend Patrick H. Willems.
Yes.
Tell me about Patrick H. Willems.
So he's been doing these kinds of video essays since about 2011. And a lot of it is breaking down these like Easter eggs in popular movies, or like how, let's talk about the ending of this particular movie and why this is important to the franchise. I think the clip that we're going to talk about is about coloring in Marvel movies. And that Marvel in general, mm-hmm. there are specific, I don't know. He's this video essay guy. You'll see this like text on screen stuff that he's calling out. And there's always clips from the movie itself mm-hmm. that he just puts together in like a 15-minute segment.
I actually picked a different one.
Oh, that's fine.
I have the sense of humor of a 10-year-old boy.
Yes.
And I really like the movie Step Brothers.
Oh, sure. Great movie. Great film.
So this one is called Adam McKay.
Uh-huh.
What is smart, dumb comedy?
Oh, yes. This is a good one as well.
When you think of the best character introductions in film history, what comes to mind? There's Frank in Once Upon a Time in the West, the Joker, Hannibal Lecter, Willy Wonka, Quint, and here's another I would rank among them.
A wonk, a two... A 1, 2, 3, 4. Bum.
Derek Hough and his family from Adam McKay's 2008 film Step Brothers. And no, I'm not joking.
One of the things I really love about I watch a lot of these with my kid is how granular.
Yes.
How granular these reviewers get.
They really, really dig in. They kind of like meet the fans where they mm-hmm. are, which I like a lot because people also are like obsessing over these kinds of moments. And yeah, so it just kind of like bridges that gap, like forms a community and is very informative.
So when we're talking about these channels, just so our listeners understand, how many subscribers are these kind of channels that we're talking about? How many do they have?
Sure. Oh, millions. Millions and millions. Like it can vary, you know, in the single. Well, sometimes it could also go down mm-hmm. to like the hundreds of thousands, and that's a low level YouTube channel. They're going to make a little less money. But yeah, some of these channels, like hundreds of millions of subscribers. It's all over.
Another movie site is called Fun with Guru. What's behind Fun with Guru?
So he is also like a video essay personality, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just similarly digging into these Easter eggs in films and movies, or films and movies are mm-hmm. the same thing, films and TV shows, video games rather. And again, like kind of getting into that obsessiveness that the fans are latching onto themselves.
For example, we have this, he gets into this idea that Harry Potter has unintentional ASMR sounds. Uh-huh. It's sort of, you know, ASMR, we've talked about on the show, is that sensation you get from hearing certain sounds and people talking like this. So let's listen to a little bit of Fun with Guru.
Hello? Hello?
I hear it. I get it. My guest is Leanne Butkovich, the name of this series. We're doing the YouTube series, Best of Our Reviews, Previews. She's the Thrillist Entertainment Editor. We want to talk about kids, something for kids. Cocomelon.
Yes.
Cocomelon. I apologize now for everyone who gets this earworm. What's a Cocomelon? Who's a Cocomelon?
It is, well, I will also first have to start to say that I would not necessarily say that YouTube is a particularly kid-friendly place.
Good point.
Yes. That said, there are plenty of channels such as Cocomelon that make these just like very catchy and bright color animated videos that are often like nursery rhymes or short episodic series that are meant to, you know, like teach kids a lesson or like give them a nice song to hear as they're taking a bath or going to bed.
Let's take a listen to this from Cocomelon. It's the thank you song.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for the things I have. The thank you.
Okay, that's been watched 300 million times. That could be like one kid.
Yep.
300 million times.
Easily. Kids obsess over these things. This channel specifically often has one of the most watched videos of the year. So like the bath song that I referenced had like 2.6 billion views in 2018 alone.
Before we let you go, we saved the weirdest one for last.
Great.
Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, which
yes.
we found out about. Somebody on our staff loves this.
Yes.
Came running when they heard this. Describe. Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
So it's kind of like a surreal puppet horror show in a way. I think the AV Club described it really well when it came out, which is like Sesame Street as filtered through David Lynch meets Hieronymus Bosch. it's this very deranged, cult beloved 6-episode YouTube series, and each of them are about like 7-ish minutes long. And it's supposed to be like this statement on capitalism and how like advertising has ruined a lot of kids' entertainment. But you see these, it has that Sesame Street aesthetic. So you have like Bert's deranged looking cousin, a duck man, a stringy red man, like on this kid set. And they're all like singing songs about creativity. And then there's a twist always somewhere in there.
Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes,
where
there
the puppets
is.
Start like bleeding out of their eyes or eating raw meat.
We're going to go out on that. Leanne Butkovich, Thrillist Entertainment Editor, thank you for walking us through all these YouTube series. We leave you with Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
What's your favorite idea? Mine is being creative.
How do you get that idea?
I just tried to think creatively. Now when you look at this orange, tell me please, what do you see?
It's just a boring old orange.
Maybe to you, but not to me. I see a silly face.
Whoa.
Walking along and smiling at me.
I don't see what you mean.
Because you're not thinking creatively.